let's say that a doctor wanted to know why a patient had not taken his medicine, or why it was still by his bedside, he might say, why haven't you
taken the medicine?
And the patient might answer, I did this yesterday.
I took it yesterday.
And I will
take it later today.
If somebody can't hear well, you might say that they are stone
deaf.
So that
deaf.
And if someone began to perspire when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he
perspired a lot.
What's another word?
Or he sweated.
And let's say you had been, or someone, a boy you knew, had been working hard, and he took his shirt off and he said, look how I
sweated.
What would you call a lump with a big core in it?
A boil.
And when a boil opens, what would you call the matter that comes out of it?
Pus.
Say this for me the way you would say it with the word swell. If a bee stung me, my hand would
swell.
All right. And if it's not infected, it probably won't.
It won't swell.
But if it did, you might say that it is still pretty badly
swollen.
And you might be telling someone that you were stung by a bee yesterday, and last night my hand
was swollen.
Okay. Or last night it did what?
It pained a lot.
How would you say that with swell?
Last night it was swollen.
And when it swells, sometime in the past, you would say, it swell?
Huh?
What would you say, it swell?
It swelled up?
What about a blister? What would you call the liquid that you find in a blister? We talked about a boil a moment ago.
Yeah. A blister would have water in it.
If a soldier was hurt during the war because a bullet went through his arm, he would say that he had received
a wound.
Okay. And have you ever heard about a kind of flesh that grows in a wound? Have you ever heard of this?
Sometimes a wound will have what they call proud flesh, and then they'll get infected. It's called infection.
You call that proud flesh? I never heard that before.
Proud flesh. I've heard it.
I guess they don't use that term anymore very much.